So welcome to the show, everybody.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thank you, Elton. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, Valentine's Day edition. We are here in Danger Studios. And welcome, everybody. Randy Vegas here.
Hey.
And Jackie Sanchez.
Yo.
Who just stole the gig from me, but I'm not going to hold. she will be hosting this weekend at the Palm Beach Improv. Beautiful room. For the very hilarious, one of my favorite comedic actors and stand-up comics, now I jinxed myself, Brian Callen. I was going to mispronounce his name. So, well done.
Thank you.
It's going to be
a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Randy Vega is going to be hosting a brewery somewhere in some shit. No, I'm like,
yeah, probably, right?
Nah,
over in Mobile.
Yeah, man. And welcome, guys. It's a day before Valentine's Day, and you guys are single, right?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm married.
Yep.
And you're starting to see the people, you know, with the flowers,
the trucks and shit, all the bootleg flowers on the side,
and all the balloons, and like the stuffed animals.
Yep.
You know, every time I've ever bought flowers from somebody on the side of the road, 2 days later they were fucking dead.
Facts. Facts. I hate that shit. I would never. I got a spot I go to specifically to buy flowers.
You got a person.
For.
It's got a dude.
Believe it or not, it's a gay dude. So
he knows a guy who knows.
Hey, Randy.
He makes flowers fabulous. No,
I'm glad.
I go to a specific
again.
Spot in Lake Worth every time I want to buy flowers because I know that they're good quality flowers.
Is it on the side of the street though?
No, it's an actual like a flower shop. Like it's a legit place.
Yeah. All right, so I'm talking. But okay, I thought you had a guy on the side of the road.
No, I used to have a guy on the side of the road maybe like 6 years ago.
He just has a florist.
And, yeah,
yeah. Now he's just had a florist.
Fancy man.
You don't have a guy. He's a florist.
Yeah,
he's got a shop and everything. Yeah, I always ordered flowers from Margate Flower Shop.
Yeah,
for a long time, and you know, and but God, you know, but I'm married. See, the flowers thing's nice. You know, flowers work when they show up somewhere in front of a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah,
like
yep.
Yeah,
right.
I fully agree.
I mean, if your girl works at a fucking on her own, she works in a toll booth.
Makes no sense.
You know what I mean? Or some, and she lives in nobody's around. Or she has her own business.
No, it's exciting. I got them delivered to me at Starbucks like 2 years ago.
Really?
And all my coworkers, like the girls, like shit their pants. So like, oh my God, that's the cutest thing. And
did they get there in 3 to 5 minutes?
Were you the only one there that actually was in a relationship, though?
I just thought.
No, there was a few people in a relationship.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's the thing. My wife, when she works at the hair salon, that's when she's actually working on Valentine's Day. It's nice because then she gets them at work.
Mm-hmm. You would think all the other stylists would, too, though.
And then you can't be a schlep. You can't get one dozen. You know, that's kind of an amateur.
Full blown.
You got to get two or three.
Or get her one there. When she gets home, there's another one here and the whole nine.
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's a pain, but I mean.
Were they white or red roses?
I think it was like a mix between like pink, white, and red. I don't fully remember.
You know what
really
that means and stuff? You're like, what? Doesn't white roses mean friendship?
I think pink means friendship.
Did I get
white
friend-zoned?
Means, no. Pink means, I think, something like love forever, some crap like that. Red is like just love in general. I think it's like pink or white. That's
I think white's a friendship, like you're a buddy, good friendy, we're friends, you know, we're soulmates.
Yeah, I think that's about
I don't remember.
You kids use that expression? You guys looking for soulmates?
Eh.
They use that expression if they believe in it.
Oh, all of a sudden they're hooked.
Yeah,
oh my God.
He's my soulmate.
What would be something that, what would be like, what's that one characteristic of a soulmate that makes you go, oh my God, that's it?
I mean, I want to say not a douchebag, but like someone who's understanding of everyone's personality. Like, I have a shit ton of issues, and if someone, like, a dude can't handle it or right. is like, okay, you're too much to deal with, like, then no.
So somebody with patience and
yeah,
tolerance.
A lot of patience and will yeah. take time to understand me.
Yeah.
Well, mine would be patience, tolerance, and if they can cook, I'm hooked. Like, I like
yeah, look so. At you.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, I mean, half yeah. my stomach's in the camera. I mean, and my face
guys
is
like us
gone.
Could find a chick that doesn't cook. You know, I did notice this the other day, not too long ago. I actually just cooked. I didn't really, I just kind of heated shit up. I didn't really cook much. But you know what I mean?
Same.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like I cooked yeah. or got the stove going. Yeah. But you know, I actually prepared my own food. You know?
How'd that feel?
And it felt liberating because my wife, right. God bless her, she does that. She cooks and everything. I even brought me cereal today, which pissed me off because this morning she brings me cereal, but I'm taking my morning, you know. Yep. I'm taking my morning dump. She goes, "Here's cereal." I'm like, "Well, now I got to hurry up."
Yeah, right.
Now I got to hurry up to get off cereal. But am I going to get soggy cereal? Yeah.
What kind of cereal was it?
I mean,
that's the question.
It's a Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh yeah, those will get.
It doesn't
those
have
will
a lot of time.
Quick,
yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I mean. And so I'm like, "Well, it was nice that you got it, but now I got to sit here and pop a hemorrhoid, you know, and wipe my ass like I'm changing a fucking tire on some."
Why isn't that women understand for a dude that's sacred time? We're dropping a deuce.
Why you got to rush me?
Yeah, it's always like, "Hey, babe, I got this stuff going on. We got to go." Like, yo, I'm in peace right now. This is my moment of zen. You can't rush perfection. Yeah. You got to just let it.
It's not like I haven't done this every morning for the last 10, 15 years already.
She should know your routine by now. You get up, look at your phone real quick.
I didn't know you were in the bathroom. Really?
Yeah.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, where else would I be in the house?
If I'm home, this is where I'm going to be.
Yep, pretty much.
This is like the Stonehenge of Danger Studios.
Yeah.
We're gonna put stones here. That this is where my ass will be every morning at 8:30. But God, you know, so she cooks. So I noticed one day, like she goes, "Oh, you made your own food?" I go, "Yeah, I even cleaned the dishes and everything." You know, because I'll tell you this. Here's what a significant other doesn't want to find out, that you may be just fine without them.
Yeah, that's true. That might
you start doing your own laundry.
I was like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, just doing my laundry." "Are you seem busy?" Like, "Oh."
Yeah. It's touching at first, right?
They're like, but then you keep doing it, and like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I'm just getting used to things.
Yeah, I'm just getting used to being. This is me being myself now, just in case, you know.
I'm getting ready for the inevitable.
It's practice, just in case some shit happens. That's exactly what it is.
It's a good sign. That's all I'm saying. but it's good that you know, kind of like, I've been in a relationship where I was always like, whatever, like as it came, and this and that most of the time. You know, it's like, I'd be happy with whatever it was, and I would deal with things as it occurred. I didn't really think much about it.
Yeah.
But you ever had like one of those situations where like you tested a relationship, like, you know what, like I want to make sure, like, you ever spy on a chick? You like, no. You know what I mean? All right. Yeah.
No.
You know?
I never spied on
have
a chick.
Have you?
No.
Sounds like it. He's like, yeah, you were high, like, you
said
the corner.
Said it like Randy was going to be like, yeah, and he's going to be like, yeah, so I was spying.
Yeah, right, he's going to agree with it, too. Like, yeah, I did, too. Yeah.
That's awesome. Me, too. No, I mean, I've tried. I remember one time, one of my ex-girlfriends, I ended up going to a bar because, like, she wasn't answering her phone.
Yeah.
So I had this feeling, I bet she's at that rock candy bar. You know what I mean? And I go there, and of course, there she is sitting between two dudes at the bar.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I come walking
that's
in, like,
sketchy.
Dude, this is back when I was like Taekwondo teacher.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
come walking in one of these half shirts and these fucking stupid shorts. You know, like you know, and these. It's just, I look like a gay fucking
Dougie
bodyguard.
Half a nut sticking out, and yeah. he's like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, like, huh? And the guy's like, "Dude, I'm not gonna fuck with you. Look at you." I'm like, "Yeah, I look like I'm in a modern day fucking Village People."
Yeah, like Jean-Claude Van Nancy, and you're about to bar kick one of them off the bar stool. Just,
yeah.
Pa-cow!
I used to have photos of me doing that pose. I used to do the Van Damme. I did it one time at a between the billiard tables. Everybody,
did you lose a ball under the table? Is that what you had to do to get?
Yeah,
I got it.
I was,
got it.
I was doing trick shots. you know, but yeah. So no, I never was like suspicious. That was one of the things I was impressed about my wife when I first met her. Like, I would leave the room and I wouldn't come back and watch all this shit. Like, everything's moved. Like, she went looking through my drawers and shit.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
Because that was the thing. My ex-girlfriend before her was like that.
Yeah.
Always. So then for a while, I was like, man, if you're so fucking suspicious, I need to start fucking snooping around myself.
Right.
I can't be with a girl like that. I can't.
Nah.
I'm an open book. I leave my phone unlocked, and the only reason I lock it now is because of work. I like to mess around and go through my shit. But you have my passcodes. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, me too. I don't know my wife's passcode. I'm a little uncomfortable with that. You know what I mean? I'd like to be able to. Hey,
she
honey.
Knows yours.
Hey, honey, give me your phone. I'll give you mine. Let's go. Let's start. Let's just have
I
a little.
Honestly, yeah. I don't. I'm not the kind of guy that needs to go through someone's phone. I don't
trust. Is a big thing. We can't trust. Listen, usually you trust somebody because they've not given you any reason to not trust them.
Exactly.
Right? And you kind of like you, and which is good. It's like, you know, sometimes you're in a relationship with somebody and you're like, and they're like, oh, my ex-boyfriend was this, or, you know, he was always this, and you know what, I couldn't stand this. And I'm like, bitch, you ever been with a good dude? Because right? How are you going to treat a good dude?
Yeah.
You've been all with all these fucking assholes.
I know dudes that are like the same way, but they're like, yo, I can't trust these women, bro. Like, every fucking time, they're always cheating on me behind my back. It's like, dude, it's you, okay? Like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Change your ways, buddy.
It's crazy. You ever catch anybody going through your shit?
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, in the moment, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
Just on your phone.
Looking in my closet and shit.
What are you looking for in your closet?
No, I'm just, you know what I mean? Like,
looking for these bitches.
Now, yeah. I'll tell you this. You better, because I had my player days, and I had a girl one time in my apartment.
90% of all dudes had their
players. Yeah, of course, man. So, you know, they would do funny things. When a second or third chick, you know, when a girl knows she's not your main chick, she'll like, put stuff out there so you do get caught. She had, like, this one girl wrote in lipstick her name and her date inside where I usually put my towels in the apartment. Ooh. You know what I mean? So that's if my girl was going to be there and you're getting towels, she'll pull a towel and see, so, you know, Janet was here.
Damn. Yeah, I've seen the thing where they put it on the toilet seat, like, for the next
when they lift it up.
Dude who goes there, whatever. Like, I've seen a thing, like, that's a meme creepy. Like that where chick cheated and the dude wrote, like, sorry, bro, underneath the
toilet. Oh, really? Like,
seat.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That's interesting. Like, what would you do as a dude? Like, you're like, obviously, where's that condom go? I thought I threw it in the toilet.
You put in a number if you're a dude. If you're going to do something like that, you put it somewhere you know the girl can't always reach, like the top shelf in the kitchen cabinet where, like, the snacks are. You just put it up there.
And notorious shit in the car, like, girl, just leave lipstick in your car on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, how you can explain lipstick?
I don't know.
You gave a coworker a ride home.
Oh, yeah. I was carpooling.
There was one situation where I actually gave a friend of mine a ride home, she was from work. And she had a hair tie. She took her hair down for a minute in the car to fix it. And then we got to her place, and she just didn't bother fixing it and left the hair tie in my cup holder. I didn't realize it. So I went to pick up my girl. She's like, what's this? And I'm like, oh, shit. I had to give Jessica a ride. She goes, who the fuck is Jessica?
Yeah.
I'm like,
all of a sudden, Jessica shows up in your life.
You know her. She's my coworker. And then she's like, no, call that bitch right now.
You've been banging her?
Yeah. Then it goes nuts. Like, call that bitch right now. Call her right now. And in the process of that, she's calling, like, hey, did I leave my scrunchie in your car? I'm like, see, bitch, look, see.
I was blowing him. I was actually blowing Randy in the front seat. I took the scrunch off.
He said he'd hold it.
But you know what's interesting about that? That's a reality thing, right?
Yeah.
And somebody who has a suspicious mind, thanks, Elvis. You know, anybody with a suspicious mind, everything that comes up is going to be like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
This is the smoking gun. You know, much like the left and the liberals today.
Yeah.
I thought I'd throw that out. Jesse Cohen says, sorry for not. What the fuck? Bruh, I don't know.
LOL, sorry, not sorry, bruh.
Are you watching this on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right, so can you be a monitor?
I like how every time we're on a show, Jesse's always correcting us like he's a stat guy.
Don't get what he said. LOL, sorry, not sorry, bruh, LMFAO.
Oh, he must be for like, you know, the dude thing, leaving a note, shit like that. Like, that's what
Oh,
he means,
sorry.
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned yellow roses are for friends. Yellow roses.
I didn't get any
yellow. I would never send anybody yellow roses.
Yellow roses are so ugly.
Yeah. I mean, so, fucking yellow.
Well, sounds pretty.
Why don't you just send him a shower curtain, dude?
So, hold on, real quick to the roses thing. Was that the best, like, setup of roses you ever got? Like, was that, like, the hurrah? Like,
I mean, no, just because, one of my exes bought me a bed, and he put roses.
Did he break
like,
it in with you? Or?
Okay.
He was laying in it when he got there with petals all over him.
No, but he put roses and chocolates
Did he?
On
nice.
There. So, like, I came home to, like, a brand new bed with, like, roses.
Sheets
and
everything? He didn't just leave it in the wrapper?
Yeah, no, he got a comforter.
The
he
whole
did everything.
Nice. Okay.
He went in on it, yeah.
Wow.
He
well, that's
sucks,
kind of a gift for him when you think about it, too.
Yeah, it was. He moved in after, and so, yeah.
He took
was,
the bed.
No, that's good. He took bed over
No, I ended up keeping it, but now my sister has it.
Now, was this a king-size bed, or is this?
Full-size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I was sleeping on, like, a futon before.
Oh,
it was in my apartment.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't think you'd take that much room up on any.
I like sleeping
bed,
in the
so
middle
be...
of a bed.
Really?
By myself. Yeah.
When you're by yourself, yeah, obviously.
I don't move much.
I'm like the opposite. I'm a big guy, but for some reason, I'm scared of my... We have a big king-size bed. I always crouch up in that fucking corner.
Yeah, because that's where most wood is.
Yeah.
You're most stable.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? When I'm sleeping by myself, I start doing snow angels in the bed.
Yeah.
But listen, there's nothing better than when you go from a futon to a twin,
then a twin
to a queen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember when we found my wife and I finally went to from a queen-size bed, an apartment-type living, to the house. It was like king-size. You know what I mean? It was like, whoa, This is like, you could roll around and not touch each other.
Have you been on a California King? California Kings are,
fucking
beautiful. Yeah, it's like a fucking trampoline.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
It's like I can roll over and throw my arms and not hit you anymore. It's just beautiful.
Mm. But, you know, I'm thinking about like Beskus. Like, that's the best thing for flowers. You know, candy. You got to do shit. The jewelry thing played out. You know what I mean? Because now you're buying something. And here's the thing. My hardest thing for jewelry is my wife, the minute I buy it, she sees it on my card. Yep. We share, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, he's at fucking Jared's, dumbass. You know, you spent something.
Yeah.
You know, but I got reservations. So I'm taking her to Burton's, the new place in Boca.
Nice.
Burton's Grill and Bar, whatever it is.
Nice.
Bar and
yeah,
Grill, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Nice place. I heard a lot about it. Little deal.
I know what's that.
That's nice just to make the reservations. Like, oh, did you make reservations? What, for tonight?
I figure
you play it off
at your
and
age,
like, just go somewhere.
That's like normal. Like my parents just go out to dinner,
right?
Or something.
Simple
they
thing, yeah.
Do something basic. It depends on the girl, I think, because I don't want flowers like at all. I'd rather like a bouquet of hot wings or like
a bouquet of hot
weed
wings
or something. I don't care for flowers at all.
No, I don't know.
Oh my god, do you eat with that mouth? Robert Oliver said.
But who are you talking to, Robert?
Yeah, you need to specify.
he's laughing. It's for my lipstick bit. Oh. Listen, we need somebody monitoring this thing.
Yeah, just,
you know, I'm gonna turn it that way I can even get it.
Yeah, right.
All right. So I remember like a real amateur move. One time I got my girlfriend, because this was like when the three women stuff were all. I got her like a sex bag, like a basket of like, you know, strap-ons and fucking vibrators
strap-ons
and cock rings for me. And oh yeah, so I come walking up thinking this is the greatest gift in the world. And I'm basically giving her all my sexual fantasies
all
in a basket.
Box. Yep.
Yeah, here, honey, you ready?
It's like, that's cool, that's cool, that's creepy, not putting that on. That's what is
but
that?
You can't get a guy. That's the thing about Valentine's Day. It sucks. What are you going to get a guy besides you and another girl?
I got
but you know what I'm saying? That was one of the best gifts I ever got. My ex-girlfriend did that. She came over, she fucking Valentine's Day. I came home. And that was like late, like 1 in the morning, for the night, like it would have been like tonight.
Yeah.
So I came 1-2 in the morning, and there they were,
wow,
laying in the bed with those strap-ons I bought her.
Fucking each other.
Yeah.
She's like, here, Doug, eat those, a bottle of lube. I was like, okay.
Thanks for waiting for me.
Guess so.
Jeez. Yeah.
I would say basic gifts.
Like, yeah.
I got ex a cast iron skillet because he liked to cook.
Right.
On Valentine's Day, and then he cooked for us for Valentine's Day. So, yeah.
Like, so he took the gift and said, you know what? I'm going to use the gift.
Yeah, and it was great.
I think, honestly, I think dudes, honestly, it's obvious, like guys are like way simpler to satisfy on Valentine's Day, hands down.
A watch, cologne, something.
Well, that's not
basic.
That kind of like, just if you think outside the box a little bit and it doesn't even have to be expensive, I think a guy will be happy.
Like a poem? You think like a poem? Like if you wrote a nice handwritten poem to somebody?
If you're dating a chick, I guess.
You know what I mean? Like
for a dude, I don't think so.
Because you remember like years ago, like obviously before the digital age of music, you'd have to like put a CD together for a chick.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, here's all these songs I think of you about, you know, and something like, but something with person, you know, like that's what I'm saying, a handwritten note, you know, hi, honey, I love you. Thanks for cooking. Thanks.
I think that's an easy one. If you just took like some college rule paper out of one of your notebooks at home and you just wrote it and be like, here, babe.
Thanks for taking this dick.
That's babe, thanks for letting me put you on your back. It's like, you know, that's.
Thanks for taking this dick.
Yeah. That's pretty, yeah.
Hold on, that's a great idea. That's what I'm going to give my wife. I'm going to write it right now on a post-it.
Babe, thanks for taking the dick.
But I'm
love Dougie.
Love Dougie.
You don't need a whole piece of paper. It's like a fortune cookie size paper. All you got to do is give that to her.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not like you're taking it long either.
That what you got right there is perfect.
Right, that's it. I'll put a red bow on it.
To the moment. To the
that's it. You know?
But I don't know. Guys, I don't think, like, I'm simple, but, like, don't be, like, that plain Jane. Like, oh, it's about a cologne. You know, like,
yeah.
Unless that's a cologne you want me to smell like, then I'm cool with wearing it. Fine, but, like.
And then you find out that's the cologne that her ex-boyfriend wore. You know what I mean?
No, I was simple. Like, my, I think outside the box when it comes to, like, doing gifts, but, like, the coolest gift I think I ever got was tickets to go see Joe Coy. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Done. That's cool. And it was
on
like,
Valentine's
Day
or something.
It was a week beforehand, but I was like, that's cool. I'm Gucci with that. That's cool. That's dope.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. You know, not at all. You can say, look, on buy a cruise or something. But you know, that's the thing. My wife and I, we've been together so long, it's like now it's at the point like don't you know what I mean? But then it's like, well, I know you don't want me to, but then if I don't, then I'm just being an asshole.
Yeah, no, you have to.
You know what I mean? So then you every once in a while you're like, oh shit. You know, I gotta fucking go. You know, so that's why the dinner's good. You know, but she may not be she is working. It is a Thursday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get her some flowers. Brenda Everett says, 24 years together, Valentine's Day, lots of swinging. from the chandeliers. Well, damn. Maybe she bought that house that had the sex room in it? The sex basement.
Yeah.
Right? Remember the sex basement, that house?
That sounds like
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Swings and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
I mean, that would make that. Listen, if I would, maybe I'll just buy a big. So next time you guys come to the show, if you find this weird contraption out in the living room,
all right,
you know what I mean. Don't get too close.
Dougie's gonna be like, "Hey, it's relaxed. I'm just stretching." I'm like, stretching what, Dougie? Is the question.
I'm just stretching out.
Yeah.
I had a girl break up with me when I was in college.
Yeah, I had that happen to me in high school.
Yeah, she. You know what was interesting about this? I took it well. I mean, I think I took it pretty well simply because I had another girlfriend. So it didn't. It didn't.
I'm glad you got dumped.
You know what I mean?
My player. That's my dude. I see you.
No.
I see you, player.
I was trying to.
I see. You know what? Hold on. We're going to do this. We're doing this.
I disapprove.
That's what I'm talking about. Dougie came right. He's like, "Oh, you leave me. All right, cool. Melissa, let's go. Take my arm. Walk down the hallway."
Rude.
No, well, listen, this is like in college and stuff. So
yeah.
I had like the girlfriend who was I was with that had the girl that liked girls and stuff. And then, you know, things are going crazy and stuff.
Yeah.
So but I'm in college. I had a different world going on. Some girl, some hot Ecuadorian girl.
Yeah.
Who, nice. Oof. You know, it happened. It yep. started happening. And this what happens. Am I going to do? I'm a college guy. This is what I'm supposed to do. It is in the fucking bylaws. OK, when you're in college, you're supposed to. Just bang as many girls as you possibly can. And don't act like girls don't do that. The minute girls get away from college, you know, get away from their parents and fucking at home, they're like, fucking dead.
Wild.
They fuck everything.
Jeez.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, it's
so, guess, so, yeah. So, yeah. So the funniest thing was I was pissed at first.
But hold on. Set a scenario, though. How did it happen? Like, initially, like, where were you when this happened?
All right. Well, I was basically in the old Nova University before it became this multi-billion-dollar school, walking in this area, like, between the buildings and the school.
Okay.
Going up to class. There's, like, a little couch area, sitting area for the students. And I'm sitting there. I'm waiting to bring her a card. I was going to give her a card and a fucking candy box.
Adorbs.
Yeah. And as she comes walking up, she had that look on her face, you know. And I kind of knew it even then. This is kind of a weird look. And then she goes, she grabbed me by the arm. She goes, "I just want to talk to you for a second." I'm like, "Oh, okay, all right," and I'm sitting there holding. I'm still holding the fucking cards
like
and the chocolate.
Yelling.
But wait, did you get the other girl something too?
Oh yeah, I
get. Okay, yeah, you
she probably got her more.
Going,
yeah, I got her diamonds. This girl got chocolate and fucking card. So she's like, you know, so, and she's like, "Oh, you know, I just isn't working. I think we got to end this now." And I'm looking at her, and part of me was like, I should say something, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of mad, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, well, this was kind of building into that. This had to happen inevitably, one way or the other. But hey, I'm the one holding the fucking chocolate box.
Yep.
And actually wrote a few lines to this fucking woman. So now I'm all right. So I'm sitting there. She's like, "Oh," and then I was trying to act like I was upset. Like, and then I was like, well, then I was like, well, of course, I got personal. Like, well, what the fuck with me? What's wrong? You know what I mean? What the fuck happened? I've been.
This other chick likes me so much. What's your problem?
My other girlfriend likes me a lot. What's wrong
this
with me?
Great.
Just white out her name and be like, "Hey, I got you extra chocolate." It's like,
yeah, hang on. You remember that diamond bracelet I got you?
I forgot to get chocolate too. Yeah. Came in late.
And the problem back then was the holidays when you had more than one girlfriend. Like, how are you gonna be with two girls on Christmas?
Pretty easy. Don't have two girlfriends.
Well, listen, don't be a cock blocker. Okay, some guys got to go through that. No, I'm saying if you want a guy to be faithful and like say this is the last pussy I'm ever gonna be with,
you need to let him get it
out
of the way.
You gotta fuck. He's gonna have to do all that, man. Yeah.
But to a certain extent, if I'm in a serious relationship, I'm not gonna be like, well, I mean, he's supposed to be.
Yeah, listen,
you need to tell the dude before you get ready. Like, hey, look, this is getting serious.
Yeah, you need to be exclusive.
You need to let him know. Look, we're starting to get serious. Get it out of the way now.
But, dude, you know what happens. Then all of a sudden you are serious, and you're thinking, okay, and then you're a little upset about stuff, and then all of a sudden this banging fucking chick comes up to you, you know, at the bowling alley, and like, oh, my God, next thing you know, you're, you know.
Yeah, that's why you're supposed to, like, it should go both ways. Be like, hey, look, are we going to start getting serious?
Alley,
super
on.
Hot
yeah.
chicks at bowling alleys.
Oh, all the time. Let me tell you. There were 18 kids bowling with bumpers. It's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you. And it just happens. And then what are you going to do? It's easy to say, oh, honey, I met somebody. No, you know what I mean? All right. And then you think, okay, that's never going to happen again. Then the girl calls you again. Hey, I want to come see you again. You're like, no, I can't do this. And then you start remembering how good she was, like, gobbling your nuts You're like, oh, you know what? I think I do want to see her again. Jeez. Listen, I'm just being honest. The world needs to be honest about stuff.
Just,
you know what I mean?
All you have to do is just introduce her to your manager. But, hey, you two should be good friends, and then we can all have fun.
But that happened.
That's
the problem. I was.
You can't consider that cheating in college. It's just having fun.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
It was bad.
A lot of girls cheated on me. That's why I lost the concern.
Okay.
And I was good for, with this girl, I was with her for a long time. And then it kind of went to that we should have broke up, but
it got to that point where you guys were like, let's just hold on.
It's hard to break up with a girl who likes to sleep with other girls. You know what I'm saying? It's like breaking up with a chick who lives on the beach and has a boat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? How can I break up with this girl? What am I going to do on the weekends? Anyway,
from one girl.
best and worst gifts. I don't. When it comes to Valentine's Day now. I always think a nice piece of jewelry. You know, women have all that jewelry with shit you can put on the bracelet. Here's another charm. You can get her that fucking Pandora bracelet, and you got a gift for the next 6 years.
Yeah, just keep giving her one piece.
Here's another fucking.
Here you go. The soccer game. Here's a soccer ball. Put it on there. Thanks.
Look at here. This is a street light.
All right.
Yeah, look at this. You know what I'm saying? It's a cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I think mine was kind of similar. In the sense of like, I wasn't cheating, obviously.
You gotta try to polish it up more.
No, no, not at all. No, it was in high school. It was senior year. You know, Valentine's Day in school. Walking through, I bought a bunch of like flowers and a bunch of like balloons and shit. And I bought this girl like a stuffed bear. And I used to always meet her in between classes. So I told my friends, "Hey, look, hold all this shit." So she thinks I didn't get her anything. And when you see me outside talking to her, I'm gonna just call you. I just come out, make it all cool and romantic because I'm in high school. I don't fucking work at the time. And I'm talking to her. She's like, "Hey, look. I don't think we should keep seeing each other. I don't have those kind of feelings for you anymore." I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, and I still waved them. And when she got all this shit, she started crying because she didn't think I was going to do anything for her because I kept joking. I'm like, I'm not getting you shit. Like, I'm not, for what? I'm not going to, what am I going to do? So we're still young. And then I got her this shit. I think she wanted to break out because I wasn't getting her fit.
So you think she prejudged you there?
Yeah, she prejudged a lot.
She didn't give it time to.
Yeah.
Well, then is it that
she cried? It felt good just watching. Like, yeah, you broke up with me, but now you're crying.
And she didn't get second guesses. You know what's interesting about breakups is the after breakup sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, everybody has after break. Is there anybody that breaks up with somebody who doesn't bang them at least in the next 30, 60 days, once or twice?
Yeah. Well,
huh?
No, there's not. Yes,
well, you saying with the person you break up with?
That totally happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bang them out and then leave. You're just done.
Yeah. It's like, you know, all of a sudden you get that call like. You haven't seen him in like a month or two.
What are you doing?
And you're trying to avoid him because you know nothing worse than seeing your ex with somebody else.
Oh yeah,
yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. Is there anything worse? Like I felt that way when like LeBron left the Heat and he was playing with Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Every time I saw him on Cleveland, I'm like, you fucker,
you're with him now.
Yeah, you're with them, and he was with a better looking chick. But then you always, see that's the thing. You always had to win that. Like.
Yeah.
Like if you like all of a sudden you run into your ex, you're looking at who you're with and you're like, oh my God.
Better be an upgrade.
Yeah. You don't want to be
sitting there. They look underneath anything underneath where I'm at, I'm gonna just be like,
you push her away.
Loser.
Look what you're at. You push the girl away, like, get the fuck away. What's wrong?
Like, I
don't know you.
You
bitch.
Yeah.
I thought you loved me. Oh, come on. That's a word. It's
just
a word.
Look where you went to for me.
It's just a word, honey.
I think it's an ego thing though too. Like, I just need to feel like, I'm better than that next motherfucker, even if you broke up.
But even if they're ugly, you don't know if they got money or if they're just really
that
nice
doesn't matter.
Or a huge penis.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, the
as
big
long
penis
as we
thing
mentally,
could matter. The big penis could matter.
As long as we mentally know, though, that I'm better than that motherfucker, then we don't
better
need shit.
Looking.
No, better period.
Oh,
we'll find out
that.
Eventually. You have friends mutually. Like,
the first thing is
she's dating some guy that works at McDonald's. Like, better than that motherfucker.
I'll tell you
that's
this.
All that matters.
I'll tell you this. While I'm on trend, the girl I was with before my wife, you know, the bi girl, you know, the sexual fantasy girl, the guy she went out with after me couldn't have been uglier. I mean, really, this guy was a fucking, like, my friends were saying, oh my God, your ex girlfriend's with the beast. It's the beauty and the beast. You know what I mean? And it was like, it was funny. Like, I like
how Dougie just classified himself as beauty.
No,
like
man.
Like the passing pre-
I'm talking about my ex-girlfriend with the guy she was with.
Oh, okay.
It was like, what is she doing with that? And that fucking douchebag, he was a fucking rat. That guy worked at the same gym as I did, so he was like giving her intel.
Oh, so he's the real. Oh man, you should have roundhouse kicked that
motherfucker. Dude, you don't even want it. I mean,
should have given him the classic hand faking and roundhouse kicked.
Rocked him outside that same club, Rock Candy one time. Me and my buddy Steve Pilar, we go to the one of the girls from the karate school.
Wait,
Steve,
you can't get in trouble for saying a story.
No, right? This was all done and gone. Outside Rock Candy, which is over by Cheers on McNabb or whatever it is, east of 495.
Mm-hmm.
We used to work for these Taekwondo schools. Me and my buddy Steve Pilar, Gray Wolf, is what his name was. For some reason, he liked to wear his black belt and his karate pants out in public.
And he wore
like a big, you know, fucking hoodie with everything over it. At any rate, so we get there, and guess who's on the middle of the dance floor? Her and this poodle headed prick.
You guys were separated at the time.
Oh yeah, we were broken. It was done.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So we had to go see the here we are, and the guy mouthed off to me, and she came up to me, said some things, and as he says, hey, you know, you better stay away from her. Yeah, his breath smells like ass, honey. So you better be careful.
Apparently, your dog is trying to get an early Valentine's Day gift to Jackie.
He wants to give you the pink lipstick. Player, get down. You can just push him down. Jeez. Oh, okay. You're enjoying it. All right.
All right.
Never mind. Fucking dog.
It's been a while.
Hold on. He's going nuts. All right. We're getting mayhem in here now.
For real.
So, all right.
Dogs gone wild.
So the dude, he comes out of the bathroom and she's sitting there talking to me or walking away. So he comes over to me. He's like 6'4", 6'5", this dude. But, you know, he's like, come over. Hey, dude, you better stay with my girl. I said, dude, tell your girl to stay away from me, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? One of those things. So let's go talk. We go walking outside. The minute I go outside, he tries to throw a punch, and I countered.
Should have hit him one of those moments where, like, Bo from the old Cats is in. It's like, ha.
Yeah. I gave him that. Yeah. No, he swung, and I swung. But five witnesses. He swung first.
Oh, yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah. So,
all you need is one witness.
Yeah. Bad decision. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, Valentine's Day, or day before Valentine's Day show. Don't know if you got anything for your special person, but if you want, we got a dog you can take home that likes to lick your face.
Obviously, Jackie, we know you're taking him home.
Yeah, you get sloppy seconds from me.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell you that he was recently eating his shit again.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah, I'm only kidding.
Now Jackie's like, I'm DTF. Like, oh.
That's horrible.
I didn't mean to say that.
It was horrible. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And that's it. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I can't give you any advice. But as you said, you know, maybe you should.
So how about not advice, but like maybe some basic tips? Because, you know, you have some people who don't know what to do for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Maybe
all right. Some basic
some random
tips.
Ideas.
All right. Definitely. All right. So we said like reservations.
Reservations.
Getting food
good.
Reservations. Yeah. Good. Liquor, bottle of wine,
yep,
a celebrant, a toast, something that you got. Hopefully you got wine in the house.
If you know the person you're with for Valentine's Day and you get to know them, get them some small stuff, like little stuff like all right,
Tic Tacs.
If that's what they like, my ex loved the Linda chocolates, like the little chocolate ball ones with the nougat and stuff in there.
Yeah.
So I found a big ass huge one
that
had a shitload of them in there. So I left them shit like in her car, and it was wintertime. It was cold that day, so it wasn't looking about.
Gifts that take
surprise
some thinking.
Them. Yeah,
something
surprise
unique.
Them with little stuff.
One time I got one of these, you talk about candy. One time I got my wife this chocolate stuff that was decorative, like painted on and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And it was like Williams chocolate, something like that. I was saying it in my heart. Oh, my God, I heard about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all you need. You put some fucking thought into it.
Little stuff, dude.
You know what I mean? Or you know what? And at some time when she comes home, you could just be naked in the house with a bow around your penis and... You're swinging it around like a helicopter.
You know what? I don't think I would do that.
No?
No.
You never did anything like that?
No, because I don't think I haven't done anything like that. But I don't know. What the fuck did I do that one time? I was drunk. I had to get drunk to do this thing. I don't remember. I think I blacked out one night. And I was like,
he got so fucked up he couldn't have sex.
Girl came.
Happy Valentine.
Apparently to her, we did. I don't remember. I was so
gone.
Well,
that's good
gone
sex when you don't remember it.
Yeah, no, she was like, oh, babe, last night was so much fun. I'm like, what the fuck did we do? Like, I don't.
You probably fell asleep. She banged your buddy. Anyway.
Probably. I don't fucking know.
This is the best sex we ever had.
Your brother.
Your brother's hanging out.
Don't creep me out with that. I came on like a picture of my brother just going, hey, Randy. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck.
He's banging your girl. You didn't even know it. That's why he keeps getting you liquor for your birthday.
Nah.
Hey, it's that time, by the way.
Oh, I thought it was over.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter Leonard. And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. That's right. And a lot of it happens here in Florida. Go figure.
Always, man.
Here's our first story today. Florida man arrested for throwing a burrito at his girlfriend during an argument.
Who does this?
Why would the girl be first upset?
It's a burrito.
Off, were either one of them Spanish?
Probably both.
That's racist.
No, it's not, because I'm Spanish. If I'm Spanish, I'm not throwing a burrito.
No one's going to throw a burrito. Well, it could have been like one of those 7-Eleven burritos.
Oh, then yeah, fuck, they hit him. Throw it.
Florida man who allegedly chucked a burrito at his girlfriend's face during a verbal fight last week was arrested on Monday for domestic battery and wasting food.
Battery? How do you get battery? Was it cold still? Did it hurt?
It was still frozen at the
like
time.
A brain.
It could have been really hot and burned.
It looked like the celestial object that was flying through our fucking galaxy that everybody thinks is a fucking UFO. Peter Alacqua.
Sounds Spanish.
Hispanic, 41, was fighting with his girlfriend in their Port Richey, Florida home on Friday when he allegedly shoved her into a chair and threw a burrito at the left side of her face.
How do you throw a burrito specifically to the left side of the face?
I mean, it's
like a Billy Jack burrito.
I'm just thinking.
I'm going to take this burrito and hit you in the left side of your face.
I'm thinking it's like just you throw it at him. I don't know.
The first deputy who arrived on the scene said the contents were visible across the woman's face, neck, and chest.
Sour cream. Yeah.
It was a loaded burrito.
The burrito got off.
It was a burrito supreme.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, I'm hungry.
I love burrito supremes. Yeah. I don't eat Taco Bell, but the other day I started thinking about it, I said it's just so simple to go to Taco Bell and get a chicken burrito and a beef burrito.
Oh, shredded chicken burrito. Oh, my God.
They have good shredded chicken. Very good.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said Aliqua left the scene when the deputy arrived. Deputies said Aliqua refused to cooperate with authorities and turned off his cell phone when they tried to call him. Aliqua was found on Monday and arrested for domestic battery.
Was it
and a $100 bond, which is about, was that about 30 tacos or 30 burritos?
I think you probably get more than that. If it's Taco Bell, then yeah, you could probably definitely get more than that.
It's amazing how much you could buy at Taco Bell.
For real.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, I'll have a quesadilla. I'll have one of those Crunchitos.
You can get about 16 of those Crunch boxes and have three burritos in each one.
Yeah.
It's like 90.
I love Crunch Wraps. Yep.
Oh, stop it. Here's a funny story. A New Jersey woman accused of burglary flips bird on her mugshot.
Nice.
Like a boss.
Yeah, right, dude? You fucking got a bowler?
I've been acting up, dude.
People on the other
side. I've been fighting this shit the whole time, too. Dude, I haven't wanted to sneeze.
You're not doing a good job.
I know.
My allergies. Sounds like you got a fucking manatee.
Yeah.
The fucking...
I don't know, dude. I did some blow, man. It's not working right. It's not functioning right.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though. I had that sickness before. And that new joke I wrote, I got to stop smoking weed. The other day I woke up in the morning, I thought a baby was crying outside my window. Turns out it was just me wheezing. You know what I mean? Because I get this like light violin player now. It's very thin. It's like.
If you ever feel like you're going to have an asthma attack while you're playing sports, it amplifies so much more. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I played basketball through high school and I caught an asthma attack one day during the game. I'm like, I'm about to die.
A New Jersey woman who was arrested for alleged burglary showed how she really felt about her arrest in her mugshot. Shanna Hillsman of Old Bridge was photographed with two middle fingers up after she was arrested for allegedly breaking into cars.
Thug life.
Fucking car thieves are the worst.
I thought they were handcuffed when they got the mugshot taken. I felt like they keep them in the shackles.
If you're still in the shackles, you can still bring your arms up and go like this.
I just assume they wouldn't let that happen.
I guess she didn't have the full body search yet.
Unless they got to hold that sign, that little bullshit ass sign. Turn to the left.
I don't think that's real.
Investigators said that over the past few months, numerous reports of burglaries and attempted burglaries into vehicles were made in the central New Jersey town. A nearby resident caught a female suspect on surveillance video trying to break into their vehicle on two separate dates. Nowadays with cameras, everybody, crime don't pay.
Especially with that ring thing on the doors.
Yeah, yeah, everyone has
and
that
these
shit.
These fucking people that steal your shit from the, on. You know, if somebody stole, I got a costume for this 70s party I'm going to.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it's like I ordered from some costume place. What's the African garment?
Dashiki.
A dashiki?
Yeah.
I got a dashiki. You got a cool one. It looked great on photo. And then it gets here. It's a double XL. You get it on. It's like, this fucking
horse. Stops right underneath his chest.
And the material is like worse than the worst napkin you'd find in a shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? So then I'm like, fuck this. I sent it back. And I'm like, I found all these African stores that are in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to go there and get a real nice one.
Easily you can buy that shit there.
Right? Yeah. And it's probably like $4 more, and it's 10 and it's times there, better. Though.
And you have it, and you can feel the material.
Yeah. Right? It won't rip the first time I try to take it off.
That's one thing. I don't trust ordering clothes online.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, man. So stop breaking. I got my car broken into a few times.
Yeah.
Fucking people. Here's a story. A woman finds a tiger in house and tells dispatch, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
You want to use that opening for Brian Callen?
Was that Florida? Was that in Florida?
No.
Houston, a woman who called Houston's non-emergency dispatch line after discovering... How do you know the number to the non-emergency?
She's just 911.
Maybe she works.
What is that, 910?
All right. Yeah.
A woman who called Houston's non-emergency dispatch line after discovering a tiger inside a cage at an abandoned home told the shocked dispatcher, I'm not lying. The Houston Chronicle obtained a record of the call after animal rescue workers found the well-fed animal resting, probably the last person who bumped in on the lion.
Pretty much.
Resting on a bed of hay inside a cage that they actually could easily open. It really wasn't much of a cage. It was more like a pin that...
Yeah.
It's the sleeping quarters for the beast.
I am running. Fuck that. Animal control call me and I see a lion. I'm like, nope.
Right? These people with exotic pets. Like, just get a fucking fish.
Yeah.
You know what's matter with these people? I got to have a big lizard.
Ew.
And then they fucking let him go. Now everywhere you go, you got this thing. You think it's a fucking Komodian dragon attacking you when you're taking your dog for a walk.
Yeah, I don't. I'm good.
I'm walking the dog one night, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Them fucking iguanas that are out there now running around, dude. Things are gigantic. Huge. Things are annoying too. You just walk and the things start fucking running. It's like, oh,
I thought you were gonna say they're annoying. They're like,
this guy.
Have a shit ton of mucus in there.
Yo,
it's crazy.
My allergies are killing me right now.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, need some fucking NyQuil, bro.
I know, man.
I heard less fucking grumbling when they got those fucking Peruvian miners out. Those fucking Thai kids in the cave.
Kids covered in dirt.
Yeah, man. Police say a group of people looking for a place to smoke marijuana happened across the tiger on Monday. Boy, wouldn't that be funny if they found a place to smoke, got high as fuck, and then found it?
And they're like, what is that?
Shit my pants.
who's hungry? Your stomach's growling.
Oh, yeah, that'd be crazy. What if you're smoking, you see it, and you're just like, hey, whatever, and you keep smoking.
Do you want to hit?
Oh, yeah. Right.
The investigators have leads into who owned the tiger. They think it's two old magicians. One guy doesn't look so good from Vegas. Investigators have led into but the tiger has been moved to an animal sanctuary in Texas.
That's
and
good.
They've nicknamed the tiger Tyson after the movie Hangover.
Cute.
A New York woman resorts to a baseball bat after patty not available. People get pissed when you fuck with their food, man.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been that mad about, oh my God, you know.
Depends what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? I mean, now that we're talking about tacos and shit and burritos.
I mean, it all depends. I have favorite foods, and
if you came home... Your dude bought your burrito, and then you took forever to get home, and he ate your burrito.
I'd be
pissed off.
If I was looking forward to it, yeah, I've like thrown a fit over
eating. Like, yeah, because that'll happen.
But like, I like set my mind on something, and I'm like, I'm gonna eat the shit out of that, and I can't fucking wait till I get my leftovers or whatever. And if it's not there, oof.
But tell me this, right? No. Tell me, it doesn't go the other way though. If we're expecting something, and then the girl eats it, and they're like, well, "Just buy a fucking other one." You mean a little bit for about it?
You go buy the other one.
Well, see, that's why I'm in a happy marriage, because my wife will go to like somewhere like Sicilian Oven, and get like pizza, and she'll like it'll be in the fridge the next day, and she'll be like, "Oh, you can eat that pizza if you want." I'm like,
oh,
"Yeah,
she
don't
mess
have to ask
leftovers?
Me twice." No, but she'll, you know what I mean. She's very generous with, and it's really good because my daughter in the house, she always gets food and shit. And she doesn't eat like she'll put it in the fridge and it'll sit there.
It?
You know what I mean? So I'm like, she knows with me now, we have an understanding with my daughter that if it's in there for 2 or 3 days and you haven't eaten it yet, I may fucking take a couple stabs at it.
2 days is enough. If I'm not going to eat it after 2 days, then yeah, you have the right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
one day or something. No.
I could just see, that'd be funny. I could just see you coming home one day. Where the fuck's my burrito? And some guy sitting there with fucking, you know, like sauce all over his face.
What if the dude throws the leftover burrito at you and we have a part 2 of the freaking incident?
Actually, my new roommate eats my food now, Warren.
Yeah.
He ate, all, like, I did a really small grocery run,
I can
run,
see
right?
him doing that
he
shit.
He ate literally everything, which is fine because, like,
but a small grocery run for you is like a bag of chips, so. And that covers you for a week.
Yeah, barely. But that's still a little...
No, it's cool. He supplies everything else. He supplies, like, all the beverages and everything.
You got a sugar daddy.
No. A sugar friend.
You got a sugar
friend. He's just a sugar friend.
Now, Warren's the guy who's open mic comic guy. He's working his way.
Cool dude. Super cool dude. I'm very thankful for him. He's helping me a lot.
Very, very nice of him.
Yeah,
it's always nice when an older guy takes in a hot young chick.
Right?
It's very like who would, like, nobody else does that.
No other guy
would do that. Like, no, I can't have some girl here.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I don't want some hot jerk chick sick, you know, hanging around bringing food
so
I can eat.
Who would do that?
No.
Yeah, what a nice guy. What a sweetie.
Such a gentleman.
God,
just
he
is, really
the
is.
He is the Valentine of the year, that guy.
No, he's not even here, so we won't even.
Okay.
He's always out of town.
Well, that's good with his roommate. It's always good. That's the best thing of a roommate. It's out of town.
So wait until he comes back to put rose petals in his room. Like, Valentine's Day, because you put them on now, then they're going to die by the time he gets there.
Yeah.
God.
Here's a story. Michigan man dies after falling into a tank of sulfuric acid. Yeah, I can think of worse ways to die.
That's got to hurt.
It sounds like a bad Bond movie.
It does.
Right?
It does.
Like the guy, ah!
You know how always the fall is always overly dramatically sold? Like,
you know what I mean? Like, that's like a nightmare I used to always have. Like I was holding on so I wouldn't slip.
Yeah.
And like you're grabbing and then you slip another hand and then you all of a sudden you grab something else. And,
yeah.
You know?
That's crazy, man. So for, you know, it's...
A worker at a plant in Michigan died over the weekend after falling into a tank of sulfuric acid.
Jesus.
Yeah. Somebody said he didn't have a backup plan. The incident took place on Saturday at the Michigan Seamless 2 plant in South Lyon, located west of Detroit. Fire Chief Robert Vogel told the news that the 54-year-old Daniel Hill was fully submerged in the 10% to 12% sulfuric acid solution as coworkers tried to pull him out. He was completely submerged and was 100% covered in burns.
Jesus.
He told the Detroit News that the gentleman was trying to get out. They ran and grabbed him. Well, those guys, I mean, most people fall into a pool of acid. Like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything.
But I guess it didn't eat him away that, I guess it takes a while, huh?
Yeah, I think if you sit in it too long, it does. But I don't know.
What are you going to do? Like a fucking hot tub?
What if the dude couldn't swim?
Like a hot tub, just wait.
Hey, somebody get me a glass of champagne.
That'd be crazy. The dude couldn't swim, though. He's like, hey, help, help. They're like,
Uh-huh.
Those people had to really like him to save him.
Yeah, because if that shit gets on you,
yeah,
because well, no, I'm saying if it's like my supervisor and I hate you, bye.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, I can't reach you. Oh, goodbye. Yeah.
Nobody.
You know, you were right that I'm really not that ambitious.
Yeah, right. Oh man, I could put so much effort into saving you, but I'm lazy, like you said. Yeah.
I would help you, but like you said, I'm really not thought. I don't think of others.
Right.
Employees placed him under a safety shower before he was transported to the hospital. He was speaking when. We were there. They told the news he was walking and talking. Unfortunately, he passed.
Oh,
it was pretty. They were pretty extreme burns.
That's...
Imagine that. You're all like, oh, I think I'm going to be okay, guys. I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, then...
It hurts a little bit. Meanwhile, the acid's pouring all the way through your organs.
Oh my God.
Sad.
It's like these people get that flesh-eating bacteria.
Ew,
somebody on Facebook talked about it, and the guy that showed his arm. I'm like, oh my God.
He's just eating away.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, man. You want to remember when you're a kid, you go swimming canals and shit. Oh, I'm all right.
We get
as long as I don't drink any
shit.
Of the water.
I wonder how many people went in their 15-minute break when that happened, though.
Mm.
Somebody in there had to be like, oh, shit, Johnny fell?
Oops.
I just clocked out.
Break.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a banana peel. Some guy ate. Motorcycle passenger spotted shaving legs while in traffic. Hey, man, that's multitasking.
Yeah, especially if they're driving.
Probably just got a text like you up, and he's like,
he got a booty call. My legs. That's
gotta
a, that
make
could
sure
be a,
I'm cleaned up.
Do you ever have one of those moments where you with a girl and you think, oh my God, maybe she didn't plan for it, and it's like making love to a cactus?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, man. I remember that happened. It was like, I thought this was like young, and it was like college. I'm like, oh my God. And it was like, it got to the point where it affected my other guy. Like, even my dick went, what the fuck is going on
here? Talking about legs.
We're talking about legs.
Okay.
Hairy, like pinchy. Like, you're trying, like...
Okay, well, it's hard sometimes to always... It's a lot of stuff to shave.
I mean... Well, come on. I mean, well,
if you're expecting to do the nasty... And yeah, no,
if
you're trying
if
to impress,
think it's going
to
happen, then yeah, like, you, yeah. Like you'd usually be prepared. But
it was like masturbating with sandpaper, okay? Like I looked
why
down at my...
Why is she rubbing her legs on your
Well, because
dick?
We're...
It sucks. All you hear is, like, you can feel it going...
Yeah, it was like... But this was back in the day where you dry humped and shit and you got naked and you didn't just throw it in there like
no,
with all the confidence.
That's not we're fucking with hairy girls. I mean, shit... 3-4 days after a girl shaves and you get the little prickly ones where the shit fucking feels weird. I mean, that's enough to fucking annoy the shit out of somebody.
Jeez. You guys are picky. You'd hate me.
She can start
months.
A fire with them.
See, the hair
legs.
Is coming out of the bottom of her pant leg and shit like
we're
that.
Good.
Fucking,
look,
yeah,
we're
look
fine.
At all right.
Up to there, yeah.
You got the ankle. By the way,
as far as it can come off.
And then
so.
You get old like me where your back of your ankles don't have hair anymore anyway.
Yo, my calves are like that right now.
Yeah?
My calves for some reason never grew hair.
Yeah?
My calves are biggest. Never grew hair, but everyone else hair is.
That's fucking funny.
It is. Every time I wear shorts, my hair down, my shins on. But you look back, my calves are like perfectly outlined with no hair. Did you do that intentionally? I'm like,
You're like that guy at the Liberty Insurance commercial. My calves are custom. The guy's got those big ass calves. Busy American lifestyles often mean cramming daily chores whenever you can. But for a woman spotted in Florida traffic recently, that apparently means shaving her legs while riding on the back of a motorcycle.
Oh, so it was a girl shaving them.
Ooh, she's got pretty nice legs, too.
So was it the guy
them.
Or the girl shaving?
And it's not even a motorcycle. It looks like a fucking scooter. Look at it. That's pretty hot.
That's
wow, great. She's
right?
Okay.
Yeah, she got some legs, man.
Multitasking. She's like, you know what? This ride has been so good. You getting late when we get home? Just stop. Yeah. Stop at a.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a sticker on the motorcycle. It says Cheetah 3. So, she's just getting advertising.
For real.
She's got some nice legs, man. Another traveler captured the same riders from a different angle and posted the video on Instagram. You can check it out. The video was posted earlier this month.
That's funny.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's good. Hmm.
But the question is, though,
I may want to watch this video.
Was it worth
for
it
my
though?
Valentine for my Valentine's Day prep?
But that's the question. Was it worth it for the guy?
Huh?
Was it worth it for the guy?
Well, I'm sure he didn't get the prickly fuck. He wasn't making love.
No, no, I'm saying like, did he seal the deal?
Yeah, but a dry shave like that is that's gotta.
Well, she looks like she may have had like tanning lotion or something.
Yeah, so you gotta have something to smooth it out.
She looked
kind of
dingy in the picture. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know about that, dude.
That's just a rough. She's got, leave it dry.
Well, I caught like an awkward angle of the
camera.
Well,
she's got a butt. You can tell she's got a nice butt, and she's got some nice thighs. She got some thighs that she's done some squats.
Dougie just sculpted her whole body out already from behind.
He's judging her workout routine. He's like, she
I can tell what she's done.
She probably squats with like two caddies on the side.
She does fucking real squats.
All right.
She doesn't wear those. She doesn't put that pad on her neck.
All right.
Fucking the guy when I was fighting, my strength coach, I go, they put the pad, he grabbed it, goes, why don't people use that? He's like, only pussies use this. Because it's like it changes the elevation actually on your neck and everything. And you got to develop that pain threshold with the fucking thing in your neck.
When you first start out too, it's weird. Like when I first started doing squats a long time ago, which I haven't done them in a long time. But when I first started, you get the burns on your neck from the bar and shit. Yeah. Oh.
Then after a while, it wedges into that part. And you almost can hold it with that part of your neck. You stick it in there and go, that's it. And that all that natural muscle. Made some guy at LA Fitness. No, you just put this pad around this and let's try to do a few.
He's gay.
I'm just saying, he might be gay. All right. Here's a story. Well, let's see. We'll do this one. Why not? Nope.
So he's like, this is, nope, never mind. Okay.
All right, we'll do this one. There was a story about the summer sometime about some kid in Seattle got in a plane and flew it and it killed himself in it
he learned how to fly it or some shit like that on a simulator too this
right
time. Yeah
and he ended up crashing the fucking thing
and
God forbid thank God usually this shit happens when I'm about to fly the next day but on the news today just before the show severe turbulence with some fucking plane, a JetBlue plane, where shit flew everywhere and people had to fucking land.
I love JetBlue too, don't.
Oh my God, dude! Listen, that's my biggest fucking fear to be on. And that because I'll be screaming like a bitch, like I'll sound like fucking Chris Carter.
You
know what I mean?
Oh my God, dude! But I've gotten to the point now where I'm like cool because I used to get nervous like any little turbulence. Now I'm at the point, fuck it, I roll it. Like I picture being in a bus, no big thing. But I can't if I was on one of those. I've been on two or three in a row. That's what caused it. Really bad turbulence, like shit's flying out of the fucking, the things on the top, the space. Oh, and I've been blessed. Thank God, I've been blessed. I've been on so many flights lately, and they're all nice. I'm like, the day's coming. It's gonna catch up with me. You know what I mean? It's gonna fucking catch up with me.
I think the scariest thing that happened on the plane was I was landing in Pittsburgh to go see a friend of mine. It had just finished snowing, and they had cleaned the runway, but I guess a little patch they missed or some shit. We kind of caught it. So you hear like a skirt, skirt, skirt. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
At least you're on the ground already.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it sucks. You're almost there and you die at the ending. It's like...
All of a sudden it spins and play bursts into flames.
Yeah, man.
You'd be fine with that. You jump off.
Yeah.
Run away.
Like, remember that flight that from Korea? The young Korean flight? Those people died?
Yeah.
It missed. It fell short of the fucking runway and it crashed and fucking burnt. Remember that?
Yeah, that's creepy, man.
And then somebody died because they fell out of the plane and the fire truck ran over them.
Jeez.
Trying to get to the plane.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part. Ugh.
Yeah, people die. They end up finding out. A couple people died because they were fucking laying on the laying after the back of the plane opened up and people fell out of it like sardines.
So people fell out of the plane, right? And the people running with the bales of bucket stepped on them and killed them?
What are we, in 1930s? This happened in San Francisco, I think. San Francisco.
Oh, I thought you said Korea. Okay, never mind.
It's not North Korea, dude.
That's what I thought.
They're running out with buckets.
I'm just saying. That's just
yeah, no, some guy like fucking...
And they had the little sandals in your ears.
Hand pump.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this story says here, teen arrested for taking control of Alaska flight. A 16-year-old boy was arrested after he briefly took control of a small plane during a short commercial flight over western Alaska. Now, what the fuck's letting this kid... The teen was in the front passenger seat of the Piper Cherokee 6, one of those small planes, on a recent Ute commuter service flight from Napakak to Bethel.
How do you
like any of us know where the fuck
in
that
the
is?
Seat, man.
Well, I remember that one time my wife and I, she forgot our passports when we left Belize. Ooh. So instead of taking the water ferry, had to get a fun on one of these flights from the outside outer island to Belize, which was $150. Each, and but she was actually sitting right next to the pilot. I took some photos of her.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It says here the teen grabbed the aircraft control shortly after takeoff, causing the plane to enter a steep climb. What a fucking asshole! And then to drive toward the ground. Alaska State Trooper said a woman sitting behind the teen grabbed him around the neck, pulling him away from the controls. Authorities said the pilot stabilized the aircraft and returned to Napakak.
I wouldn't even arrest the kid. I would just beat the shit out of him.
I would have threw him out of the fucking plane before we landed.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have waited until we got down so I could actually physically harm this motherfucker. Like, you almost killed his bitch.
Pushed him into the propeller.
Well, that too.
Authorities haven't released the team's name. He is a minor.
I don't know. If I was the parent, I would literally be like, hey, can you guys do it fair? Just land this real quick when we get down. Walk off said plane and just... What are you doing trying to kill us? Get back on the plane.
Listen, if I was on that fucking plane, that kid did that, and I was the one behind him pulling him, I would have pulled him out, opened the door. This guy wants to go down.
Yeah, right.
Let's send him down. Or he goes into Dougie's room, as I said.
There's nothing scarier, though, than, like, being on a plane and then, like, just the start of, like, your fear, if you have a fear of flying, start to happen. Like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, my God, I'm going to die. And immediately... Mm-hmm. Like, your heart rate starts going like crazy and
shit.
That was
my first time ever flying. We flew 2 days after Hurricane Irma hit here. So, like, I took a Xanax because I knew there was, like, no way I could handle it. And then we hit, like, really, really bad turbulence. But to me, it was my first flight. So he was like, this is normal. Like, he just convinced me that it was normal. And I was like, hey. Then the rest of the flights were, like, super easy. But I was shitting my fucking pants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thank God I had Xanax. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened. Everyone else was chill, though, which was
It's amazing when you see some people. And you start looking at other people.
I was expecting everyone to be freaking out. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there like, what is happening?
I watched a stewardess in the flight crew. If they start panicking, then you know something's
fucking wrong.
Well,
they kept walking back and forth, fixing everything. And they put the little seatbelt thing. And they said no one can walk. And they were like giving all these alerts. And I was, this is my first time flying ever. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going
to
die.
So you always wait for the captain to come on. We're going down, everybody. We're going down. No.
I wait for the things to drop out of the thing. And that's when I think I know I'm fucked.
You follow the flight crew, though. They like, oh my God, I need to call my kids. But like, what the fuck is going on?
Most of the time with the severe turbulence, they put them in the jump seats. They got a landing. They got to sit.
Yep.
Get locked up.
You see that lady panicking, trying to get that buckle on. Be like, all right, something crazy is about to happen. We's about to die.
Anyway, guys, that's all we have time for here today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You know, I want to thank Randy Snot's fucking...
Yeah, man. Sorry, y'all, man. My allergies have been kicking my eyes today, man.
God, man. I feel like I'm one of those tubes you stick in somebody's nose.
Dude.
You know? And Jackie Sanchez. being here?
Yeah, I'll be at the Improv all weekend, not Dougie.
Get your other half something, man. That's if right. It's something
go
simple.
To, just go down there.
My
to
mom
the,
was watching the podcast. Hey. She texted me.
Hi, Mom.
She said, you look so cute.
Thank you.
She wasn't talking to me.
She said you, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
So anyway, you look cute because you're not going to be at the Improv. No.
Don't forget, Jackie Sanchez at the West Palm Beach Improv, hey. Hosting for Brian Callant.
Yep.
Very funny comic. Go see those shows. I was going to go on Saturday, but now I'm booked. I got a show I'm going to be doing.
Oh, look at you.
Out of nowhere on
won't
Saturday.
Support me anymore.
Next week on February 20th on Wednesday, we were going to have two shows, but there was a scheduling conflict. So we're going to have one shows Wednesday, February 20th, the Orlando Improv, Biglow and
nice.
Friends.
Nice.
I'll be there opening for my good friend Brian Glowacki.
Cool.
February 27th through March 2nd, I'm going to be at Visani's Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte, Florida. Open up for the New Jersey bad boy, Mike Marino. He's nice. Here to make America Italian again. I'm not going to tell him I'm not Italian. He still thinks I'm Italian. And on that weekend, I'm going to be 23rd. I'm filming in a movie, a little short film.
Nice.
Where I play a mafia guy, go figure. I'm looking forward to that. You guys will be seeing some video on that. And follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. And follow our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to podbean.com for our home site and check it out. What's coming up? What do you want to
talk? I got the 22nd. I'll be at Elizabeth Station up in West Palm Beach. And the 23rd, the UN Comedy Tour is invading Lake Worth. We'll be at Propaganda. And that's it for now. Yeah, that's all I got going on right now.
And, of course, you're at...
the Improv this weekend. Next weekend, I'm hosting Spill the Beans.
Hey.
I forgot who the headliner is because I'm a piece of shit.
Good job.
But a few shows I'm on, yeah.
Team player, Jackie.
Right? Yeah.
Doing her work.
I'm on the show. I don't know about anybody else.
It got rescheduled. I didn't know.
There you go. Well, thanks again, guys, for joining us. And we'll have shows next week on Monday and possibly on Thursday. We'll see how that goes. Go to our fan page or follow us on that. Besides from that, guys, God bless. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. And hopefully you get to smoke them slow. I'm speaking to the guys. Thanks, guys. And I'll see you here next time. Next week at the same spot.
She was the host.
She doesn't know. Yeah.
Goodbye.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, they were beaming light hit the ground.